Welcome back. Who's talking? Frank, Jim, Michael Tusky. Right now we're going to go directly to Frank for the Mark Foss Brown team at Keller Williams Realty. Play the game.
In Tuesday's big ACC win versus NC State at John Paul Jones Arena, fourth yearman Mustafa Farrakhan and Will Sherrill combined to score 29 points on some brilliant three-point shooting in their final home game. Both players provided solid leadership along with the injured Mike Scott to rally the Hoos to three wins in their last four games. Wouldn't it be great if UVA beat Maryland on Saturday at 2 o'clock?
The answer to that is yes. And now we'll go to Michael Tusky for the Olympic sports update.
First off, congratulations to Ralph Sampson for being voted into the Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame, an honor long overdue, as we all believe.
Moving on, Ralph.
More on that later. Men's swimming. Mentioned earlier, the Virginia men's swimming team, like the women the week before, won its fourth straight ACC championship last weekend in Atlanta. Stat of the day, it was the 12th time in the last 13 years the Cavaliers have taken home the title. The Virginia baseball team won this series with East Carolina 2-1 this past weekend in Charlottesville. They won 4-3 in games 1 and 2 and lost by the same score in game 3. They blanked William & Mary 9-0 yesterday and beat Niagara 7-0 earlier this evening at home. Junior pitcher Danny Hudson was named the National Collegiate Baseball Player of the Week and the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association Pitcher of the Week. Next, they host Ryder and Cornell in several games this weekend and Marshall on Tuesday at 3 p.m. at Davenport Field. The number one and undefeated Virginia men's lacrosse team beat number 5 Stony Brook 11-10 in overtime on the road Saturday and creamed VMI 22-6 on Monday in Charlottesville. Junior attackman Steele Stanwyck was named ACC Offensive Player of the Week. Next looms an epic battle at Syracuse, who is tied in the rankings with UVA at number 1. The game will be televised on ESPNU live from the Carrier Dome on Friday at 6 p.m. The Wahoos also host Vermont next Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Klockner Stadium. Finally, the Virginia women's basketball team finishes the regular season at 16-4 and 5-9 in the ACC, where they are tied for 8th place. This week, they lost to number 9 Duke 71-48 and beat rival Virginia Tech 73-71 in overtime in Blacksburg on Sunday. They face Wake Forest tomorrow at 3 p.m. in the ACC tournament, and the winner will face number 1 seeded Duke on Friday.
And let it not be said, believe it or not, UVA football spring practice begins March 16th at 6 a.m.
Yeah, and speaking of things coming up, next week's show, a couple of special shows next week.
Very excited. We're going to be in down there in Greensboro.
For the normal time, next Wednesday, 6 o'clock, we will be on the air from the Greensboro Coliseum. We're going to have Dan Bonner, Corey Alexander, maybe a couple other guests on the Wednesday night show, 6 to 7.
Perhaps Mark Davis from the TV station up in Charlottesville, and Jimmy Miller, if he goes down to Greensboro. And also, Thursday show, we have a tentative approval that Jason Williford will join us Thursday night from down in Greensboro.
Yeah, that'll be, again, 6 o'clock. It'll be a 30-minute show from, again, the Greensboro Coliseum. So next Wednesday and Thursday, 6 p.m. both nights from Greensboro, and the Hoos in the ACC tournament next week.
Probably playing either in the 8th, 9th seeded game.
Which likely is Miami, I would think.
12 noon on Thursday.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
Go Hoos. Let's beat Maryland.